This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I don't know if you guys remember, but I was in South America.
Oh, really?
Didn't know that. Christina, did you know James went overseas?
James went on a holiday.
How did you go on a holiday, James? Oh, wow, I don't believe that. Wow.
And on the way back, I met a Colombian guy.
Oh, Christina, did you know James met a Colombian guy?
Oh, my God, I had no idea. That's crazy, isn't it?
Well, there's part two to the story.
Oh, my God.
I don't believe it. Wow.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast. And for those of you who are regular listeners, you may remember that I met someone on a plane. On a 14-hour plane ride.
Not that long ago.
15.
Mm-hmm.
Not so long ago. And we got to know each other a little bit.
Had a cheeky snog. On the plane.
In the back row.
Which, let me add, just doesn't happen to normal people.
No, definitely not.
No, usually not. But I'm now trying to remember what the file's called. Plane romance.
So you're on your way to South America and you had a little bit of a backseat loving.
On his way home from South America.
Was it home?
Yeah, no, it was on the way back, yeah.
Wrong way.
The thing is, like, he was really lovely, and we got to know each other on the plane, and then I've recently found out, like, he's tracked me down.
Oh, so you didn't exchange numbers?
Or details? Because I find that is something that gets done very quickly these days when you meet someone, especially when you snog them.
Well, exactly. For those of you who don't remember what happened, a bit of a flashback. We go around looking for seats that were sitting next to each other. It was pretty much a full flight, except for a couple of women who were, like, taking over the whole rows. So then we... I don't know if I can go any further.
Wow. Okay, this went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Well, the thing was, I didn't join any clubs.
Okay.
Can I just, like...
Yeah.
Because I don't think making out...
Because you were still on the tarmac.
Yeah. I don't think making out constitutes as joining any clubs.
No.
Right? You made out!
Yeah. But in the space between the galley and, like, the space where people walk between, like, the aisles...
Hang on.
It was covered. People weren't watching. There was a woman who was watching.
Made out on the plane.
So
I'm still disgusted. Well, not disgusted, but amazed the second time around that you actually made out with someone on the plane that you just met.
So
great story.
The other day, I get a friend request from a random person. And yep. I looked and I was like, I don't know who that is. I just ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day...
It's just another day for James.
And I got a message from someone, but it was in the other inbox.
Yeah.
On the Facebook. And so I looked at it and he said, "Hi, James, do you remember me?" And I was like, I'm so sorry, but you don't look familiar.
And you said that?
Yes. And then he wrote
back. Did you have a look at his profile first?
I couldn't look at his profile much. And, you know, the plane was dark.
Hang on. So did he have to say who he was?
He said, "Well, do you remember your flight from Santiago to Sydney?" And I was like, "Oh my God." I'm like, How did you find me?" He goes, "Well, all I remembered was that your name was James and that you're from Melbourne. So I typed that into Facebook and I've been looking for 3 days."
What?
Whoa.
3 days.
You must be a really good kisser.
Yeah.
Three days.
That's obscene.
That's creepy. So he went through all the Jameses.
He went through all the Jameses.
There'd be so many James. It's not like your name is, like, you know.
It's a very common name. And there are a lot of gays called James as well. So, like.
Just a lot of people called James.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
So what did he want? Another snog?
Well, yeah. But I was like, well, I'm in Melbourne. I was like, are you going to come to Melbourne then to visit me? Because like, I don't have the time to go to Sydney.
So you're not even in the same suburb, city.
No. So he's in Sydney at the moment.
So why is he looking for you?
Because obviously he's obsessed with me and he wants to spend the rest of his life with me. Like, obviously.
Well, easy there, mean girls.
But it's really romantic.
Is that borders on romantic? Well, I suppose it is romantic in a sense that you've already met and you've already made out.
Well, yeah.
But I still find the commitment to that incredible.
3 days of searching. Like, you're in Australia for a month. Like, you should
But that is the equivalent of the old going through the phone book and trying all the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
So what's happened?
Well, it turns out he's not coming to Melbourne, but it turns out I'm going to Sydney for a weekend in January to visit my friend who had a baby. And it just so happens it is his final weekend in Australia.
Party!
Yeah.
So have you since accepted his friend request and had a good stalkie?
Yes, I have.
And would you go there?
Oh, yeah, totally. He's a gorgeous Colombian boy.
Colombian. Get it right, at least. Colombian.
Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Dedication, Colombian. Dedication.
I'll give an update in like 4 weeks' time.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.